Well, hello there, Bumper Podcast. Guess what today is? It's the day that I tell you about soup. Of course it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. Because eventually in a conversation, it always comes back to soup. Well, today, what I have for you is I made some soup, and it's got red cabbage, and then I sliced some beets up, and some red onion, and some garlic. And so what I did was I took the cabbage and the onions, and I put those in a big pan with some olive oil, and I cooked them down a little bit, and then had a crock pot going with some chicken stock. I guess I could use vegetable stock to keep it all vegetable, but really, vegetable stock might not taste so good. Maybe it does. I don't know. All I know is that chicken stock definitely tastes good, and it makes things taste better. You ever cooked rice with chicken stock? Oh, you should, because it makes rice better. Not that rice really needs it, but it gives it an edge. Anyway, so then I just put everything into the crock pot and let it cook for a few hours, and now... That doesn't sound very bowl-like, but it's a bowl. You hear that? And it's all red, and it smells like Russia, and I think it's supposed to be good for me. It's very exciting stuff. Here, I'm going to taste it. Ready? Ooh, it's hot. Let's do it. Mmm! Oh, it's so good! Oh, I wish you were here. I would give you a bowl, and then we'd have soup together. Do you guys want to come over for a soup party? I mean, this isn't the only soup I can make. I can make a corn chowder. I can make a vegetable soup that knocks your socks off. I mean, I can make some soup. You guys gotta come over. Let's come on over here and make some soup. On a different subject, and this is not about soup at all, but we got some new neighbors around the headquarters. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Duck moved into the creek next to us. They're very nice. They hang out on the shore of the creek, and sometimes they come up into the yard and walk around or waddle around, as ducks are apt to do. I got some bread last week, a French loaf thing, and so I went down and I broke bread with my new neighbors. You know, because that's what, when people move into your neighborhood, you have options. You can either break bread with them, or you can invite them to a soup party. I was of the opinion that ducks do not like soup. I think it's hard for their bills to eat it. And so what I did was I cut up the bread into little cubes, and I went down and I sat down in the grass, and I said, "Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Duck, welcome to the neighborhood."